Saturday, second place, Doma Deschene. Good field of teams, and you needed a little competition like this, didn't you?
Yeah, it was a great field of teams to play, compete against, and thankfully Lincoln Christian gave us a couple teams to play from the East, which is what we were wanting to do. We opened pool play against Kearney Catholic, and they're a pretty good team. They're not quite as deep as we are. You know, our depth really was the big key for us all day on Saturday. You know, Jalen Abbey playing three doubles, went 3-1, and really came through in the pinch and won some big matches for us to take some pressure off of our kids that were going up to the courts later in those duels. But we had a nice win against Kearney Catholic to open up play 3-2. Then we turned around and played Platteview, a much improved team. You know, it beat a 5-0, but they were much better, and I thought that was a good test for us there. And then we ended up playing against Pius in our third pool play matchup and won that one 5-0. Pius is a team that I think they're pretty good as they continue to get a little more experience under their belts. They're kind of a young team, but boy, I tell you, they played this pretty tough, and we were fortunate to win that one 5-0. And then we played Omaha Deschene, who's right now the number one team in Class B. They beat us 3-2. Had some close matches, you know, just a little bit more depth as far as playing wise as we have on our team, but we played them pretty tough. I was impressed with how well we battled, and you know, just came a little bit short against Deschene, but they're a solid team. But on the day, you know, Abby Schneider played one singles for us in all the rounds, and she went 2-2. Had a nice win against Pius. Had a nice win against Platteview. You know, battled hard against Kit Schrock. She's solid from Kearney Catholic. You know, she's transitioning from one singles to one doubles to one singles, and she's just so much better. She put a lot of time in, and she's a solid player. Brooklyn went 4-0. Honestly, didn't get pushed all day. I think her closest match was 8-2. She only gave up, I think, a total of four games and four matches. So she continued to dominate the play and just played really solid. So we pretty much were guaranteed a win right there, or a point with Brooklyn. That helped us a ton. Izzy and Rossum played really well, too. They went 4-0. Had a nice win in the championship matchup with Deschene, beat them 8-0. That was a game they really were clicking and just were playing great tennis. We were playing smart tennis and got on Deschene early, and Deschene just kind of fell apart. They anticipated our girls would come out and get on them as quickly as they did, and had a nice day for Izzy and Rosslyn. Elizabeth and Cassie went 2-2, battled hard, played a really solid team from Kearney Catholic. That'll be a great team to watch, you know, throughout the season. They've got some girls who can hit about every shot in the book, and they played us really tough. They rebounded well and got a couple wins against Pius and Platteview. And then Deschene's got a nice team, a team that plays really smart tennis, with a lot of angles, and that was a good matchup there, but came up a little bit short. I think they lost that one 8-4. And like I said, Jaylee and Abby played great. They went 3-1, picked up some wins early. Just the only loss they had was Deschene, and Deschene beat them 8-4, but that was a great matchup too. So, yeah, overall, you know, finishing second to Omaha Deschene, who right now is, I think, going to be the best team we've seen so far this season, was a pretty good tally for the day. And then I think to round things out, in third place was GICC. They edged Pius 4-1, so that'll be a great matchup with GICC later this season. Kearney Catholic then played Omaha Brown, El Talbot. Kearney Catholic won that one 3-2, and I'm pretty sure Platteview beat Lincoln Christian for the 7th and 8th place matchups. But yeah, great day. Kids had a great trip, and very, very good day on the course and getting it playing on woods.